at the 2011 Farm Progress Show. I'm in the Ag Leader Technology booth and just happened to see good friend Jeremy Wilson here. We actually just visited last at Info Expo, and you were on a program there to talk about some of this social networking stuff with me. Since we kind of met up here in the Ag Leader booth, I thought maybe I'd just ask your thoughts on, we're in this new permanent building exhibit that they've got here, which is beautiful, place to show off this kind of technology. What do you think after seeing what they're doing here?
Yeah, it's a really nice location now with the concrete floor and the more permanent structure, and showcasing all the products. I mean, we got a nice array of the of all the product offerings from Ag Leader, from the Edge to the Integra with the Paradigm and OnTrack 2 and hydraulic steering. It really kind of is an awe factor as you walk around. You know, you're around this technology all the time, and you talk about, you know, what capabilities we got in hardware, with whether we're controlling a planter, whether we're controlling a sprayer, and it's just kind of, it kind of catches you by awe when you walk around and you actually see them and each different configuration set up and really all the capabilities that are available through some of the offerings from Ag Leader now.
Well, what do you think of the show so far? I mean, it seems like not only at things like Info Expo, of course, but a lot more precision on display that farmers are seeing out and about here.
I'd have to agree. I've been around pretty well all the show here the last couple days, and it's really amazing the amount of not necessarily new technology that's really been released here, but some of the new applications that we have with the current technology and some of the offerings and new configurations and setups that we haven't really seen. And it's really, you know, being in the precision ag industry as long as I have, you know, it's kind of exciting to see where we've come and the new offerings that's not only been brought by Ag Leader, but, you know, some of the other offerings that are out there that, you know, ultimately if you service hardware, you're going to be up against and going to see. And it's really amazing things that just 2 or 3 years ago we just scratched our head and said, you know what, we're not going to get that done. And now we're standing here at Farm Progress Show 2011, and we're not so far as getting it done, but we've improved it in this iteration of the hardware we got.
Well, you've, I'm sure, had a chance to rub elbows with some of these farmers walking around here, and I know you farm yourself. What are some of the comments, questions, things that are on their mind, especially when it comes to the precision area that you might have run into?
The biggest thing, the biggest comment I'm hearing basically against farmers is the normal things we hear. You know, the big question has been, and where we're standing here in Decatur and other points, is what's this crop really going to be? How much are we going to make? Which is shorthand for how much do I have to invest in equipment, in new precision ag equipment. Probably still, like I've said, and it's hard to believe I'm saying it for a second year now, but it's still the planter controls is what we're getting all the questions out of. And whether it's row clutches, whether it's, you know, hydraulic drives for variable rate seeding, still that planter is getting most of the attention right now. And I think partially it is, it's still, it's not new, but it is new. I mean, we've been doing yield, you know, from the Ag Leader products since, you know, 92, 93. And, you know, we've been around that. Yeah, we got new displays and we got kind of new ways we calculate yield, but it's still yield. And with the planter, it's all still new. You know, we're getting new mechanisms, a way of controlling them and actually getting that planter to plant a specific rate.
Well, great. I appreciate those comments, and it's great to see you here at the Farm Progress Show. We're nearing the end of it. Things are heating up here on the third day because it's a scorcher over here. Thank goodness we have a nice breeze. So from the Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.